internally hear that bass. Yeah. Love that. And thank you, Patty. That was awesome. You know, we are talking today about life beyond life. And we are in this experience. Anybody noticing aging happening along the way in the mortal side of things? You know, twice in the last month, before I had my hair redone, I was with a friend who's only 3 years younger than me, but twice I was called her mother. I went to my hairdresser. I said, do something. Do something. This is not okay. You know, we don't like the idea of our living in a world that is has a limited time span. And we get the opportunity to decide, am I going to really explore and understand that life is more than what is happening right here and right now? Where do we really take the depth of our belief in this? And not just a belief. I'm going to say for me, we want us to take it to a realization and a knowing. And this is not an easy task. Now, when I was young, I was fascinated by the idea of life after life. And I started studying everything I could when I was in high school to understand what happened, because I came in this world knowing there was more than what we see. And I knew that at the core of my being. And yet our world always operated with these limited ideas, with these views of our limited self, of our mortal self. And we get very attached. Anybody get attached to the mortal self? Right? And we've had such a huge opportunity this last couple years to experience that. What do I really, where do I go with this? What do I believe about this? How do I live into this? And what is it I'm to understand? You know, personally, I have had 4 friends in the last 2 years that committed suicide. Now, this is a thing that we really, we don't talk about in our society a lot about this. And I was known in Arizona with one of the mortuaries to call whenever there was a suicide to help work with the family. Because, I don't know, I just became aware and able to help support them. And how do you process that? What do you look at? Where is it that you're carrying your own guilt or thought that somehow if I'd done more, I should have known, I could have stopped this from happening? And it's all based upon our belief that we are mortal. And at the same time, we honor every feeling and feel it to the core of our being. As you all know, I also lost both my fathers this last year. So there's been a huge amount, and many are experiencing losses in your families, with your loved ones, with others that you know, with friends. You know, I lost another friend last week. And as we experience these things, we get to really examine what's true for me. And do I cover it over and not really address those feelings? Or where do I go into them to feel fully everything that I feel and grieve fully everything that I need to grieve in this moment? And I hold a greater truth. And one of the beauties of Unity and the teachings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, our co-founders, is that they believe that we are meant to follow in the Christ consciousness model. We're meant to understand this was not just Jesus demonstrating. This was about us understanding we are the Christ consciousness. We have the ability to eventually, our ultimate goal is to regenerate and live as a light body and to understand we are a light body that is has a mortal self, has a mortal expression. And yet the light being that we are is eternal. Now, when Charles Fillmore downloaded and brought together so much information about what the beyond said, you know, he talked about what eternity represented. It means without beginning or end, timeless, everlasting in duration. This is nothing new. But to understand that that eternal self is our dwelling place. This is the truth of where we live. The rest is just a temporary body we take on, a temporary self. But how do we come to reconcile this within ourselves? Now, personally, I'm going to share some stories today because this is such a profound place for me personally. And I know that if I'm experiencing it, many of you are as well, right? And you have your own experiences. You know, when I was in my 30s, a dear, dear boss of mine that really took me for my first 10 years in my career, we could look around, across the room and know what each other was thinking. And he was my mentor and guide. And I had not seen him for a while. And I suddenly, one night, was taken into a dream. And in this dream, we were walking on the beach, and he told me he had crossed over. And that he wanted to, you know, us to have our closure together. We had the most beautiful conversation. And it was as real as you and I walking on the beach in Galveston today. And in that moment, I knew that, and he said, you know, I'm living on, I'm good, everything's great, no matter what you hear coming up. He goes, I want you to know about the truth. And he goes, and I know you already know, but I wanted to clarify, and I wanted us to have our closure, because we had such a beautiful bond, and I hadn't talked to him in years. And lo and behold, in the morning, I received the message that, you know, he had, in fact, crossed over. And I understood at that moment that I was given a great gift. I was given a great gift to understand the truth that life goes on in the most amazing ways. And to experience it so powerfully. Now, through my life, there have been story upon story upon story of those that have reached out to me from the other side in various means and manners of my experiencing them communicating to me. How many of you, what I find, this is very interesting, I want to say this, is I work with a lot of families in the process of death, right? And in that process, one of the things we talk about is how many have a dream about their loved one, either a premonition or they communicate with them. They have an experience of hearing their voice afterwards. They have experiences of suddenly their message popping up on the phone that was from a year ago or something that, you know, just suddenly shows back up. They have experiences of their loved one turning on and off the lights in their home. They have an experience of smelling them, of experiencing, I remember my grandfather's pipe, and then my experience when he passed over, suddenly I'm smelling that pipe smoke, right? And I knew he had gone, right, in that moment, that he was communicating with me in something that was familiar. Right, so there are many, many ways. And what I experience is that when I talk to families, there are many ways that communication happens. And yet our tendency in our society is to not talk about that. Well, they're going to think I'm weird. And, right? You are. So just get over it. You're not. You're normal. You're that which we've defined as being something different is really that we're attuned to more than this realm of experience, this realm of life, and that to know that life goes on eternally. Now, I've heard from my past husband after he passed. I've had communication with him. You know, we all have different abilities. And in those processes, it became clear for me that this is not just an idea. This isn't just a nice concept. This is my friends that have committed suicide. I have heard from them. You know, I heard from my dad, you know, to tell me it's beautiful here. He said, it's so beautiful. I am so good. I mean, he finally was free of a body of Parkinson's, right? And it was so joyful for him. And so what happens when we start to look at what do I truly accept as real and not real in our lives? And how do I go beyond? Now, Charles Fillmore had some very strong beliefs about our ability and our desire to regenerate. He was not able to demonstrate regenerating his own body into a light body in this physical realm during this lifetime, but that doesn't mean it's not true, that that's possible, and that that might be the demonstration we're meant to live. I'm going to read a quote here from some material about Charles Fillmore. It says, Charles Fillmore knew that death, experienced through pain, suffering, and disease, was not a part of the divine plan or the will of God. He was a pioneer in this teaching, and just because he was unable to demonstrate doesn't mean the teaching is invalid. The following quotes from Jesus, and I'm going to give a couple of those, support Charles Fillmore. But I believe it would be more correct to say that Charles Fillmore was trying to support Jesus. I love that. Overcoming the pain of death is the final step in regeneration. It involves total purification of the soul. Once the soul is completely redeemed by the Christ mind, we will then, like Jesus, be able to lay the body down and pick it up again. We will be taught how to work with greater spiritual laws that will enable us to transform the molecular structure of the body, moving in and out of the third and fourth dimension at will. We will eventually know with Jesus how to cooperate with the energy of love to the degree that manifestation in the flesh or transmutation into the spiritual body are all a part of the divine plan of co-creation. Everybody breathe. Breath is one of the ways we work with the transmutation. There are many teachers out there now that are teaching how we work with the cells and we heal and what healing is. And what Jesus demonstrated was healing that was working at the level of our light body to know the truth of our wholeness so completely and to hold it for another as we prayed with them so completely that they experienced their light body. Now, maybe that translated into shape-shifting a bad knee and suddenly it was healed and whole. Or maybe it translated into a deep peace and harmony in their soul of knowing that all was evolving as it was meant to. You know, whatever way that healing is represented, it doesn't always look like what we think when we understand divine life is flowing now. Here and now, in every circumstance, in every situation, in every being. What is it to know that divine life is fully aligned with the greatest, highest good for every individual, even when it doesn't appear that way to us in this realm, right? Because we see and we suffer and we feel separation. And yet there is no separation. There is a oneness of life that continues on. A fullness of that spirit of life. And when we remember that, it doesn't mean we don't grieve the physical loss of our loved ones. We do. We grieve them deeply. We grieve them in every particle of our being until we're done. You know, there's no right or wrong amount of time for grieving. All right, so I never want to take away the power of that for you. Because I think it's important we feel those feelings and not deny those feelings we have. And yet we can hold a truth at the same time. A truth that something greater is occurring. Jesus in John 8:51, quote, it quotes, "Truly, truly, I just say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." What is the word that was being presented? The word of life. The word is life. The word came from God. The vibration, the frequency of light is there for each one of us. And when we keep true to that frequency of light, to that vibration, to the awareness that what do I speak? Do I speak life? Do I speak life into my body? Do I speak life into the circumstance and the situation? Do I speak life in the midst of death? Whoo! Take it in. You know, he also said, and we know this one, we've heard it over and over, "I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? So the question is, I can have a concept and a belief, but then when I'm faced with a circumstance, I have doubt. I have fear. I am scared that maybe what I've believed isn't true. What I desire for each of us is not just a belief, but a knowing, a realization of life eternal, and a realization of the infinite that is flowing in every moment. Because then all of a sudden, my doubts and my fears cannot shake that. See, my personal experiences, because they have been so many, I still struggled. I still struggled as I lost loved ones. You know, I still felt that. And yet, there was something in me that was unshakable. that knew without a doubt I've communicated, I've experienced them, I've had them show up for me, Jesus shows up for me. As I communicate with these other realms, and we each have that ability when we choose to open to that possibility, what if I was open to the recognition of my oneness? I was open to the recognition of my communion with those on the other side. What might be possible? And to come to a place where this is a realization, a deep knowing, that even as the outer world shakes and quakes and spins, that I have a core that's centered in the knowing of that eternality. Would you be open to that possibility? Would it change how you show up in the face of death? Would it change how you show up in life? See, to me, the most important thing is when we know this, we move to a place where we live more fully. Most of us walk through life half alive. We numb ourselves because we're afraid of death. And so we're afraid, what was the song said? You know, we say the things on the other side that we were afraid to say. We're afraid to be vulnerable with one another and speak into our pain, or, you know, ask for support, or be willing to be, you know, to be a presence of light in the midst of others' darkness. Well, no, let's go wallow with them. You know, we're being called. We've done that. Yeah. Everybody raise your hand. Yes, you've done that. We've all done it. And yet what we're being called to at this time is to know that we are light eternal. We are a life energy. We are the one life, the one eternal light flowing that is represented by each one of us. We cannot be separate from our loved ones. We cannot be separate from the life of God that flows through us, from our understanding of this eternal essence. This is from a teaching from Frank and Martha Giudice, who were some of the great Bible metaphysics teachers at Unity. And they said the body of light, that mankind began to get the idea that he would live eternally in the body idea, but not in this body, but in the body of light. That the whole purpose that we would live eternally, but we would be living internally in a body of light. That the whole purpose of light was to put on the spiritual body, to spiritualize it totally, so that we would be free to express the fullness of spirit within us. How fully are you expressing the spirit of life within you? This, when we start to realize, this is where the Christ consciousness, you call it that, or you call it the light body, you call it light consciousness, Buddha consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Allah consciousness, I don't care what name we give it. It's about our living from a deeper awareness that I am fully alive and I will go on. So I don't need to withhold my light. I don't need to withhold my willingness to be vulnerable and present. You know, we're all come into this world going to also leave it. Do you know that? You know, and yet we are constantly, we try to put the gas on, but we got the brakes on the whole time because we're afraid of living fully because, oh my gosh, something might happen. It might not be okay. I might not be enough. Oh, I might not go on. Well, the truth is, you know, life changes moment by moment by moment. There are life cycles for every one of us. We see this in nature. We see this all around us. And we have the opportunity to decide for ourselves, am I going to live according to this higher awareness? What happens if you are no longer afraid of death? Ooh. Anybody have an idea? You can live. You can be free. You can be self-expressed more fully. Exactly. So what if, as we start to let go of the idea that we're going to go on eternally, that it might be okay if I'm called my friend's mother, you know, that whatever it might be, all the ways that mortal self shows up in the midst of the immortal reality, you know, that we can have the freedom to laugh at it, to share it out with everybody, and to recognize it doesn't mean anything except what meaning we give it. It only means what meaning we give it. So does it mean something about me that, you know, that I'm aging? I'd be more concerned if I weren't, you know. Or maybe I'd go, wow, this is cool. I don't know, you know. But at the same time, it's okay. It's what we're meant to be in this life cycle and to evolve and to evolve our understanding also. So it goes on. I want to speak this piece as well from some more of their teachings. They say the goal of man is eternal life. And in each incarnation, that goal is brought nearer if spirit is given an opportunity to express itself. When this is done, the true spiritual body will replace the physical body, and all people will become like Christ Jesus. This is to be accomplished here on this earth. With the eye of a prophet, John saw the redeemed earth as described in Revelation chapter 21. Now, I know Revelation freaks people out, but what if we understood it as representing this greater life that is available to each of us? This is what it said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth are passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. That's the new within us, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne. See, out of the throne of consciousness, out of the higher consciousness. Behold, the tabernacle of God is within men, and he shall, and women, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away. And he that sitteth on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. So the crown of our consciousness, the throne of us, that in us which is the Christ awareness, is to say, behold, I make all things new, by recognizing, calling forth that divine light, that light body, that spiritual awareness within me that knows I'm far more than just this physical form. And yes, I'm going to allow myself the mourning and grieving, because we're not quite there yet where we can let that go. All right? And it's okay to go deeply into it. I was sharing with someone my own grief. And in the process of it, one of the things that I said was that in this process, I feel very vulnerable, right, with my deep grief. But I also recognize that my willingness to go in and recognize how deep that grief is also the same amount of love and light that is there at the core of my being. It's a deep river. It's a river of consciousness that flows through us. But it is flowing. And it's not that we stay in that deep grief. We allow the light to move it through, to express it out. And we allow ourselves to let that light express in every area of our lives. And then we become more filled with light. We find more joy. We find our ability to walk through the circumstances and situations and not feel that, oh my gosh, this is the end of everything because it's the end of this. No, in some places it's a new horizon. In some places it's an alignment of life in us that are representing that there is something new coming. There's a wonderful piece I share in a lot of ceremonies of funerals or memorial blessings that's called Standing at the Seashore. And it's recognizing that as I stand at the seashore, I see a ship on the horizon. And as that ship leaves my side, it's big and it's carrying its load to go to the next destination. And as it goes across that horizon, I do not think that ship is diminished. It's still carrying what it's there to carry. Each soul carries forth what is theirs to carry, to be the presence where they are. But as it slips over the horizon, and those that have said, oh, there she's gone. On the other side, they're going, oh, there she comes. And are we to understand and recognize that we are living life, knowing that we may not see it all? You may not have the experiences I have had with communing with the other side. But either way, can you know it as a possibility, as a truth, as a potential, that what if it's really true? How would I show up differently? And listen, if you want some understanding, go explore near-death experiences. They are everywhere on YouTube now. Those that have committed suicide, that have attempted suicide and come back. Those that have had a health challenge and they've crossed over and come back. There's children that express. There's many situations of those that are now bringing forth what they believe, what they experienced on the other side. Every single one of them speaks of the unconditional love that is beyond description, that represents a bliss that is beyond what we know in this earth. That is the new heaven and earth, the living from that light essence. So what if death is not death, but dawn? What if we can start to engage that awareness in ourselves and find a new freedom in feeling the flow of life through us and enjoy each moment in the evolution of our own soul as we move through everyday life? Well, take off the stoppers. Let your light shine. Laugh more. Love more. Go deep into whatever you're feeling. Don't be afraid of saying and being vulnerable in the moment. Don't be afraid of grieving deeply. In all of these ways, we demonstrate the power and the presence of that light essence that we are. So let that light shine on in everyone we know to know that truth, and let it shine in us and be set free. God bless you, friends. Have a fabulous, fabulous week.